This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the folks at GrowMart, providing the products you need by people you can trust. Well, last week, the House passed its version of the Farm Bill, but the path forward in the Senate is still far from certain. While in Washington last week, I had the chance to sit down with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst just as the House was preparing to vote on its procedural rules to advance the bill. We'll listen on that conversation and her thoughts on how the Farm Bill stands in the Senate right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
At this time, when Senator Ernst and I were talking, the House was working through their procedural rules, a step that ultimately led to the final passage of the Farm Bill on Thursday. Senator Ernst says it was encouraging to see movement, but the Senate faces a more difficult road.
I am very excited, and thanks to each one of our Iowa delegation members, they have engaged heavily on this issue. We need a farm bill. Our farmers want to see that. It's important that we deliver. So I'm thankful that the House is bringing this forward. It has been slow going in the Senate.
Now, I know the situation is they were trying to put an E15 amendment on it, but now they've had to make it into a standalone because of some budget office concerns. We were talking with a few of your colleagues on the Senate Ag Committee here earlier this morning, and they were talking about how it's going to be an interesting situation for you guys to be able to get it through as well, to get to that 60-vote threshold.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be a tough one because there are a lot of different divisions now that are happening that when I was here, when I came to the Senate 12 years ago, that we didn't have. Everybody tried to work very well together. Unfortunately, there is a greater and greater divide between the rural and urban states. So this will be very, very difficult as we try and fix Proposition 12 from California, if we try and do E15 year round, if any of those measures makes it more and more difficult.
And from what you've been hearing from Senator Bozeman, I mean, what's his timetable for trying to get this thing moving?
Well, we haven't heard a lot coming out of Chairman Bozeman right now, but what we have heard is directly from the president that he wants a farm bill done now. So that does put a little pressure on both of our chairmen. We're glad to see the House acting on this. We'll take up what the House sends to us, and hopefully Chairman Bozeman will push as hard as he can to get this done.
All right. Now that the House has approved its version of the Farm Bill, attention turns to the Senate, where Ernst says divisions between rural and urban priorities could make it difficult to reach an agreement. Those difficulties include the SNAP benefits and also the farm safety nets, including crop insurance. She says provisions like addressing California's Proposition 12 and expanding year-round E15 access could add to the challenges as lawmakers work toward a final bill. Now that the House has passed its version, the Senate will begin working through those details, where reaching that 60-vote threshold will be key. Ernst says the growing divide between rural and urban priorities could make that process even more difficult, especially as lawmakers weigh regional concerns against nationwide ag policy. Still, pressure from both the administration and farm country could help push negotiation forward in the weeks ahead as producers look for certainty heading into the rest of the year and the 4 years beyond that. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a good day.